Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
You know, growing up watching The Golden Girls was such a highlight for me, Michael.
Wasn't Betty White and Mary Tyler Moore as well? Or have I got that wrong?
That's right, exactly.
And she seems to be in all those sort of lovecom, you know, movies that you see. She sort of pops up.
Well, believe it or not, live on satellite here at Mind Food Radio, we've got her live and exclusive. So, Betty White, how do you feel at this age being so popular again?
Well, everybody says it's so nice to see you, but I never went away, guys. I've been working for 63 years, and it's I didn't realize it was coming back. I just have always been busy, sometimes not as visually, but thank goodness, always working, and it's such a privilege at this age. I'm going to be 90.
Now, Betty, it's a special birthday for you this year. You're 90. Do you have anything special planned?
I think NBC is planning something because I'm starting a new show, and I have a new book coming out, and so I think they're going to make kind of a big deal of it, you know. But and then I've worked with the Los Angeles Zoo for over 50 years, and they're planning a thing. I'm going to milk this birthday dry.
Now, Betty, tell us about your new book. What's that all about?
This is my seventh book. It's Betty and Friends, My Life at the Zoo, because I've worked, as I say, with the LA Zoo for over 50 years, and wonderful photographer has worked there almost that long, so he takes these incredible pictures, so all through the years he's given me a copy of his, so I had all these pictures and I thought, well, there must be something, so I put Tad's picture here, and then by being at the zoo for over 50 years, a lot of these animals are personal friends, these individual animals. So his picture is here, and then I write an anecdote about my relationship with that animal. It's called My Betty and Friends, My Life at the Zoo. So I'm excited because November 21st is publication day.
It's a bit of a rhetorical question, but what keeps you so young?
Good health. I'm blessed with good health, and I appreciate it with all my heart. I have a lot of energy, and I'm in a business I love, and it's not too often that you get the chance at this age to be doing what you love best, and with each new job, you make new friends, and pretty soon you keep collecting these lifelong friends, and then you don't have time to see them.
Betty, comparing Hollywood of yesteryear and that of, say, today's Hollywood, what's changed the most?
The thing that's changed the most is the audience. I think because when I started in 1949, everything was new, this whole television idea, and it had started and was very active in New York, but it hadn't moved to California yet. So it was so exciting and a whole new medium. Everybody was seeing things for the first time. Well, now everybody has grown up with the media so that they've heard every joke, they've seen every plot, they know from the way a show opens where it's going to go. That's a hard audience to surprise or a hard audience to keep interested. I think it's the audience that's more difficult to court now.
I can't believe we're talking to you, Betty. It's so cool and so inspired by your story. Now, you know, what's the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
I think appreciation. I think you appreciate all this. Don't come home tired and start complaining about your life. Just look around and think, like, how did I get this lucky? And think of all the people all over the world who would sell their eye teeth to be doing what you're doing, and you have the privilege of doing it. You've got to taste that.
That's Betty White's story. Quite inspiring, isn't
it,
Michael?
How cool is she? She's so cool, isn't she? And 90. You know, amazing.
And 90 to be doing all that still.
I know.
And talking to us today via satellite. I mean, you know, imagine all the people standing around her.
Pretty extraordinary.
What an exclusive, though.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.